Hello and welcome to the part one, module two of the metabolic reset, the first 3 months. Welcome. Welcome to week two of the metabolic reset program. Last week you began to understand your metabolism. This week we'll explore how nutrition can become your most powerful tool to influence metabolic health, stabilize energy, and support your body's natural rhythms. Imagine a day when your energy remains steady, your mood is bright, and cravings are a thing of the past. That's the power of nutrition done right. This week, you'll learn to use food as fuel for a vibrant, balanced metabolism. It's not about restrictions. It's about creating a sustainable, nourishing approach that feels good and works with your body. By the end of this week, you'll understand how to balance macronutrients to stabilize your energy, create a meal plan that fits your lifestyle, and start building a nutrition foundation that supports lasting health and metabolism. Now, what is the content inside? Roadmap. In this module, we'll cover the role of macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and fats, and their effects on metabolism. Building a balanced plate. Simple strategies to stabilize blood sugar and sustain energy. Meal timing and frequency. Finding the rhythm that works best for you. Hydration, supporting digestion, circulation, and metabolism with proper hydration. The role of macronutrients. Macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and fats are the building blocks of nutrition. Each plays a unique role in supporting metabolism, energy, and overall health. Protein. Protein has a high thermic effect, meaning it requires more energy to digest, which helps boost your metabolism. It also supports muscle mass, which is essential for a healthy metabolic rate. Sources: lean meats, fish, eggs, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Carbohydrates. Carbs are your body's primary source of quick energy. Choosing complex carbohydrates over simple sugars helps stabilize blood sugar, supporting balanced energy levels. Sources: whole grains, vegetables, fruits, and legumes. Notice how that's in protein and carbohydrates? Fats. Fats are essential for hormone production and help you feel full longer. Healthy fats provide sustained energy and aid in the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K. The sources are avocado, olive oil, nuts, seeds, and fatty fish. Building a balanced plate. Creating balanced meals is essential for blood sugar control, energy stability, and long-term metabolic health. Aim to include all three macronutrients in each meal, focusing on whole, minimally processed foods. Balanced plate formula. Protein. Fill about a fourth of your plate with protein to support muscle and metabolism. Carbohydrates. Choose complex carbs to fill another fourth of your plate, aiming for high fiber options. Vegetables. Non-starchy vegetables should make up at least a half of your plate, providing fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Fats. Add a small portion of healthy fats, such as a drizzle of olive oil or a handful of nuts. Blood sugar stabilization and metabolic health. Blood sugar spikes. Eating balanced meals with protein, fiber, and healthy fats help stabilize blood sugar, keeping energy levels steady. Tips to manage blood sugar. Start with protein. Having protein as the base of your meal can reduce blood sugar spikes. Add fiber. Fiber slows down digestion, which helps keep blood sugar steady. Aim for a mix of soluble and insoluble fibers from vegetables, fruits, and whole grains. Limit sugary drinks. Drinks high in sugar, like sodas and juices, can cause rapid spikes in blood sugar. Choose water or herbal tea instead. Meal timing and frequency. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to meal timing. Some people do well with 3 balanced meals per day, while others benefit from smaller, more frequent meals. Here are some general guidelines. 3 meals per day. Ideal for those who prefer larger, more filling meals that keep them satisfied for several hours. Smaller, more frequent meals can be helpful for those who experience low blood sugar dips, as it provides consistent energy. Intermittent fasting. Some people find success with intermittent fasting, where eating is limited to a certain window. An example would be 8-hour eating window. If you're interested in trying this, start slowly and see how your body responds. Choose the timing that feels most comfortable and sustainable for you. Experimentation will help you find what best supports your energy and metabolism. Hydration and metabolism. Staying hydrated is crucial for metabolic processes, including digestion, circulation, and cellular health. Dehydration can slow down metabolism, leading to fatigue and cravings. Hydration tips. Drink water first. Start your day with a glass of water to rehydrate after sleep. Aim for 8 to 10 glasses per day. Adjust based on your body size, activity level, and climate. Add electrolytes if needed. If you exercise regularly or lose a lot of sweat, consider adding an electrolyte source like coconut water or an electrolyte tablet. Additional resources. Recommended reading: The Metabolism Reset Diet by Dr. Alan Christensen. Great for further understanding how nutrition impacts metabolism. The Complete Guide to Fasting by Dr. Jason Fung. Offers insights into meal timing and intermittent fasting. Sample recipes. Try these simple ideas that follow the balanced plate formula. For breakfast, scrambled eggs with spinach, whole grain toast, and avocado slices. Lunch, grilled chicken breast, mixed greens, quinoa, and olive oil dressing. Dinner, salmon with roasted sweet potatoes and steamed broccoli. Mobile apps, meal planning. Use an app like Paprika or Mealime to help with planning and organizing recipes. Hydration tracking. Use Water Minder or My Water to help track your daily hydration. Conclusion. You've completed Module 2 on nutrition, a key component of your metabolic health journey. Optimizing your diet doesn't mean restriction. It means building a balanced approach that supports steady energy, stable blood sugar, and a well-functioning metabolism. This week, focus on implementing these nutrition changes and observing how they impact your energy and mood. Remember, a balanced plate fuels your metabolism effectively. Meal timing is flexible, so experiment to see what works best for you. Hydration is essential for digestion and metabolic processes. Keep logging and reflecting on your progress in your workbook. You're building powerful habits for a more energized, healthier self. Next week, Foundations, we'll explore blood sugar regulation and hormonal balance to deepen your understanding of how these affect your metabolism. Let's keep building on this momentum. Thank you. You are good to go to your workbook and get excited for next week.